Today's daf is Zvachim daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We are holding on daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We are still in the middle of the Mishnah. So if you recall so far, we've done two major parts of the Mishnah. One discussing issues of chutz again, paras chatos that's burnt b'chutz, although it's always supposed to be burnt b'chutz, but we discuss if it's burnt chutz migita, etc. We discussed all different issues relating to problematic karbanos that are brought b'chutz. Then the second part of the Mishnah went through the history of bamos and when they were mutter, when they were aser, and who was able to bring karbanos at different times. We went through the six stages in history, and now we are up to the third part of the Mishnah, Kol HaKadshim, at the bottom, about 10 lines before the end of the page, on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Kol HaKadshim Sheikdishon B'Shas Yisr HaBamos, all Kadshim that one is Makdish during a time of Yisr HaBamos, V'Yekrivan B'Shas Yisr HaBamos, and he brings them during a time of Yisr HaBamos, Mibachutz, but you makrev it Bachutz, so it's a time of Yisr HaBamos, and when you were Makdish it, and you were makrev it, and you do it Bachutz, Hare Elu Ba'asei, so then you hit the trifecta, you violated everything. It's a violation of a mitzvah saseh, because there's a mitzvah saseh, v'yaviyum la'ashem, Rashi quotes. That's the mitzvah saseh that you're supposed to be makrovit in the Beis HaMikdash. You violated a lo saseh, as Rashi quotes, ki di alfin misham ta'aleh l'shchita v'azhar da'aleh yisham l'cha pen ta'aleh l'osecha, a lo saseh of bringing it b'chutz. And third, v'chayev n'alav kares. There's a chiv kares for the shechitas chutz, the halal b'chutz. Kedutziv, Rashi says, v'al pesach olmoy lo hiviu, that's the iser kares. So that's the most clear, obvious, easy case where it's a shas iser bamos, and you did everything b'shas the iser bamos, and you did it b'chutz, you chayev on the asay, los asay, and the kares. What about the following, though? Hikdishan b'shas heter abamos, v'ekrivan b'shas iser abamos b'chutz. What if you're makdish the animal when bamos were mutter, but you were makrivit when bamos were aser b'chutz? Sahare ilu ba'aseh v'los aseh v'in chayev n'alein kares. So for that, you're chayev in the aseh and the los aseh, but you're not chayev kares. Rashi points out, k'damren ba'ashochet, ad kanu medaber b'kachem shekdishon v'chulei, v'katani seifa yachul yu chayev n'alein kares, tamalomar, zos lahem v'in acheres lahem. A special limud to be mima'et from kares in a situation where you were originally makdish the animal, b'shas heter abamos. Third case, Hikdishon b'shas isra bamos, v'ekrivan b'shas heter bamos. What if you were makdishit when bamos were aser, and you were makrevit when bamos were mutter, b'chutz, you were makrevit by a bama, sahare elu ba'asei ve'ein behem lo sasei. So that is only a violation of an asei, because since you were makdishit at a shas iser habamos, as soon as don't bring it in the mikdash, that's a violation of the asay of not bringing it in the mikdash. So that's Rashi points out. Mehi shaita karina beviyum l'Hashem. And as soon as you're makdish it at a shas iser habamos, you have a mitzvah nasei veviyum l'Hashem to dafka bring it in the mikdash. By failing to go and bring it in the mikdash, it's a violation of an asay. But the lav and kares, there's no violation of, because hutra bamos became mutter by the time you were makrivit, so there's no violation of a lav or kares by being makriv at that point when bamos are already mutter. The elu kachim craven b'mishkan. The following are kachim that could be brought that are brought in the mishkan. Rashi points out kachim shehuktashu l'mishkan bizman shahaya mishkan begilgal, kachim that were huktash for the mishkan when the mishkan was in Gilgal. V'hutar bama, and bamas were also mutter. Elu kachim tzrichna kriven v'mishkan v'liyukriv bama. Meaning, when you have that unique time where there is a mishkan, but bamas are also mutter, so which karbanos need to be brought in the mishkan? Which karbanos can be brought on a bama? That's what our Mishnah is going to list. So says the Mishnah, kachim shehuk teshu l'mishkan, kachim that were designated specifically for the mishkan. Karbanos tzibur, crave it like karbanos tzibur, which we assume is for the mishkan, for the mikdash, craven b'mishkan, need to be brought in the mishkan. The karbanos hayachid, but karbanos hayachid, we assume b'bama. We assume that it wasn't huktash for the mishkan. Karbanos hayachid is assumed to be for private bama. Karbonos HaYachid Shehukdashu LeMishkan, but if you have a Karbon HaYachid that you were makdish specifically, you earmark it for the Mishkan, so Yakrivu B'Mishkan, you bring it in the Mishkan. V'im Yakrivu B'Bama, Pater, but if you bring it on a Bama, you're Pater from a violation of a Lo Saseh or from any Azhara, because Bamas are Mutter. You're not allowed to bring it on a Bama, because once you earmark it for the Mishkan, it's Aser to bring it on a Bama, but Pater for bringing it on a Bama. Umma bein bamas yachid lebamas tzibur. Now, what are the differences between a bamas yachid and a bamas tzibur? What halachic differences are there between a bamas yachid and a bamas tzibur? Rashi tells us all of these differences we're going to derive in the Gemara from Pesukim. We're going to learn out in the Gemara. These things that are not noheg on a bamas yachid are only noheg on a bamas tzibur. So what are those things? So a whole list. Says the Mishnah, smicha, shchitas tzafon, matan savit, so none of these I don't think need translation. Smicha, the leaning on the animal, shchitas tzafon, dafka, shechting it in the north, matan saviv, putting the blood around the different sides of the mizbeach, so which is the beis matano shein arba, that you don't do on a bamas yachid, meaning you only do a matana achas on a bamas yachid. You don't do more than a matana achas, because the chiyuv of matan shtayim shein arba by a korban shlamim and things like that is learnt out from the fact that it says saviv, and by a bama there's no din matan saviv, there's no requirement of saviv. So there's an interesting discussion. The Mikdash David raises the issue: do we say that just like a bama katana only has matana achas, it also doesn't have a mitzvah of shvicha shirayim? Is shvicha shirayim a function of the mitzvah of matnos dam saviv? Or maybe no. Maybe matan saviv is nisma'it b'bama katana. We exclude matan saviv from a bama katana, but who says that necessarily also excludes shvicha shirayim from a bama katana? Now, l'chora, it should be an open and shut case, because shvicha shirayim is done al hayisod, and there is no yisod on a bama. So l'chora, that should have answered the question that it's not shaykh to do shvicha shirayim on a bama katana, because even if you hold that a bama that a bama is tu'una mizbeach, it's still not tu'una yisod. A bama doesn't require any yisod. So if there's no yisod, where are you going to do the shvicha shirayim? But the Achronim point out that may not be the greatest raya, because the matan dam of the ola has to be done keneged hayisod dafka, and that is nitan bebama. We still do a matan dam of the korban ola on a bama, even though the requirement, the placement of that matan dam, is supposed to be keneged hayisod. So you have to say that whatever dinim that normally require yisod, we don't require yisod by a bama, but doesn't mean the whole din goes away. So shvicha shirayim is still an issue the Mikdash David raises. So that's what some of the Achronim suggest, that according to the Rambam and the Ravid that hold that a korban b'chor, Meiser and Pesach, that you don't that you only do matana achas on the mizbeach from a b'chor, Meiser and Pesach, there's therefore no shvicha shirayim. So they would say, so maybe you see from there that whenever there's matana achas, there's no shvicha shirayim, and therefore the same would be true by a bama. When there's no matan saviv, there's only matana achas, so then there would be no shvicha shirayim either. That's how some of the Achronim suggest. The Makar Baruch suggests that maybe you could derive that from the Shita Sarambam and the Ravid when it comes to those other karbanos that don't have a din of saviv. Vayter in the Mishnah, what else doesn't apply by a bamas yachid? Utnufa, vahagasha, those are specific avodas that you do by a karban mincha, which we're going to learn about soon in Maseches Menachos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein mincha babama. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, it's a non-starter because there is no mincha by a bama. You don't do karbanos mincha by a bama. Vikihun, another halacha doesn't apply by a bamas yachid, is the requirement to have a kohen doing the avoda. That's a non-issue, non-requirement, and therefore a big day shares, the big day kohuna, are also not a requirement. That even a zar with, and obviously without big day kohuna, can do whatever needs to be done by a bama. Mishal Melech raises a safek. Just like a zar is kosher to do the avodah on a bama, because there's no din of kahuna by a bama, should we say that an isha is kshera also by a bama? Or maybe no. Maybe this is only a din in zar. It's not a din in in Isha. Maybe it's only a din in a male zar, but in Isha, maybe it would be possible for the Bama. So the yisod of this suffix is talui in the chakira that the Mishnah Lamelech has in Derech Mitzvosecha, where he asks the following, that we find in Meseches Yumad of Chavdalin by Avoda Zar, that a Zar is Chayiv Misa only on Avoda Tama. A Zar is Chayiv Misa only on what we refer to, we've been referring to Avoda Tama several times. Avoda Tama, Rashi explains in Yuma, an Avoda that finishes off, is Metame Mesadavar, finishes off a process, not an Avoda Sheyesh Achareha Avoda, such as Shechita, Kabbalah, V'Halacha, all are not Avodatama. Why? Because they're followed by Zrika. So Zrika is an Avodah Achrona Shebadam. That's the last Avodah of Dam, and therefore that is Avodatama. Haktara Bekomat Amincha, and Evar Mupadarim, that's an Avodatama. There's nothing that comes after that. Nisuch HaYayin Bekalashana, Nisuch HaMayim Anchag, those are Avodatama. So a Zar is only Chayiv for Avodatama, and Isha is also only Chayiv as Misa on an Avodatama, the Mishnah Lamelech says, or maybe no. Maybe the Psul Isha is a psul bifnei atzmo, not related to a zar, and therefore the psul isha maybe doesn't have the same chiyuv as a zar and wouldn't play by the same rules as a zar. So that issue that the Mishnah Lamelech raises in general, lechora, would be the same issue over here by a bama. You want to know the fact that a zar can be ovid by a bama, does that mean an isha can also? So that relates to the general psul of a zar. Whatever a zar is possible for, is that the same psul that an isha has? Now the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Sadi asks on the Mishnah Lamelech that in the Rambam in Bias Migdash Parak Tes, the Rambam seems to say that a psul isha is the same as a psul zar, because the Rambam writes that the Torah is not machshir an isha anyone to do avoda except for zichrei kuhuna, and he says kol she'eno b'chal zichrei kuhuna is a psul zar, and therefore an isha that does an avoda tama is chayeves misa. Kizar. Why? Because it's one din. Zichrei kohuna. It's all the same din. Needing a male and needing a kohen is all the same din. So a woman or a zar, it's all the same psul. It's all a psul of a zar for a woman also. It's the same psul of zar. Now Rav Yosef Engel in the Sefer Gevurah Shmonim writes that the yisod hechsher zar by a bama is not because a bama doesn't require kohuna. Maybe it's because by a bama the czar becomes a kohen. Meaning there are two ways to look at it. You could say, okay, there's no requirement of kuhuna. Kuhuna is not necessary by a bama. Or you could say, no, kuhuna is always necessary. But by a bama, we elevate the czar to a status of kohanim. Just like, v'atem tiyuli mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh, that all of Klal Yisrael, on some level, is considered like kohanim. So maybe l'gabe a bama, all of Klal Yisrael is considered like kohanim. And therefore, even if you say the psul isha is a psul of a zar, so says Rav Yosef Engel, you want to say like the Rambam, psul of an isha is a psul of a zar, maybe she has a psul zar, and she's still not allowed to be oved on the bama, because a zar who has a psul zar, maybe he's elevated to mamlechas kohanim by a bama. But who says the isha was ever elevated to mamlechas kohanim for the sake of the bama? So maybe that's how you could make the Rambam fit with the with that Mishnah Lamelech. Okay, so another requirement vital in the Mishnah that does not apply by a Bamas Yachid is Ukli Shares. You don't need Kli Shares for a Bamas Yachid. Now, we had a machlokas whether you have a Karban Mincha at all by a Bamas Yachid, but assuming you do, it's interesting that you don't need Kli Shares. Meaning, if you do have a Karban Mincha and don't need Kli Shares, that's unique. Because the Achronim have this machlokas. At the time of Heter HaBamos, when they didn't have Kli Shares, so the Menachos and the Nesachim that were brought, remember we just had a discussion whether how does a carbon mincha get kedusha saguf? Different than a behema. A behema gets kedusha saguf by saying harezu carbon. You just take the animal, say this animal is carbon. That's it. It has kedusha saguf. By carbon mincha, it's only the placement in the klisharis that gives the kedusha saguf. By saying harezu mincha does not have kedusha saguf. We explained, Rameir Simcha explained in the kedusha Rameir Simcha that maybe that's because the carbon as is already a single unit. It already has tziruf, but when you're dealing with mincha, it's just a bunch of grains of flour. The only way to be mitzarif them is through a kli shares. But however you want to explain it, the kedushas haguf of a korban mincha clearly does not not come by declaring it a Karban Mincha. It only comes through the Klisharis, through Kiddush B'Klisharis. So that's the question. Bizman Heter Abamos, assuming they had a Karban Mincha, they didn't have Klisharis. So did the Karban Mincha just not have Kiddushas HaGuf? Or was it an exception to the rule that they gave a Karban Mincha Kedushas HaGuf in some other way other than being put in a Klisharis? The Keren Ora holds that they were Mekadesh it with Kedushas HaGuf Al Yidei Kedushas Piv, that the Karban Mincha started functioning like a regular Karban, where you were able to be Mekadesh it with Kedushas HaGuf just by verbally declaring it as such. The Briska Rav, however, holds that no, they were not Mekadesh it with Kedushas HaGuf, and they were Makrovit with Kedushas Damim alone. They never had Kedushas HaGuf. Kedushas Damim alone was all that they had to be makrovit with. The Mikdash David isn't sure how they were makdish the Menachos and the Nesachim that were brought on Obama with Kedushas HaGuf, meaning the Mikdash David assumes like the Keren Ora, but he says he's not sure exactly how it worked. So he says maybe based on the Ravid that we quoted the other day, the Ravid writes that a behema is ru'uya right away for Akrava, and that's why Kiddush Peh works, because there's nothing else that needs to be done on a behema in order to make the behema ready for hakrava. The behema's there, it's ready for hakrava, that's it. By mincha, you need to do things. You need to do blila, you need to do yitzika. There are a whole series of things that need to be done on a karban mincha in order for a karban mincha to be able to be ready for hakrava. And that's why the Ravid says, just by saying this flower should be for a mincha doesn't give it kedush saguf, because it's still chasam eis, it's still mechusam eis, it still needs more to be done. So says the Mikdash David, maybe you can give a Karban Mincha Kedushas HaGuf, you just need to wait till after you do everything that needs to be done. The Kedushas HaGuf doesn't happen right away when you say this flower should be a Karban Mincha. Kedushas HaGuf will come, but it can only come once you've already finished everything. So maybe you can have Kedushas HaGuf, you just have to wait till later on in the process to grant it that Kedushas HaGuf. That's the Mikdash David's Ha'ara. Says the Gemara Vayter. What else? V'reach Nichawach doesn't require Reach Nichawach by Bamas Yachru. Mechitza L'damim. There is no Chut HaSikra on the Bama, so there's no upper half and bottom half, partition for the dam, the top half of the bum and the bottom half. V'richutz yadayim raglayim doesn't require richutz yadayim raglayim. Aval hazman hanoser v'atamei shavin b'zeh b'zeh. But Bamas Yachid does have to play by rules, by the normal rules of zman, of tamei, and of noser. You can't go chutz l'zmano. It does become possible with the machshava of chutz l'zmano even, and your chayiv Mishum Nosar, if you leave it over, Chutz Lazmano, and issues of Tumah also relate to Obama. That applies even by Obama's Yachid, both by Obama's Yachid and by Obama's Tzibur. Fine, now we go back to the beginning of the Mishnah to discuss the first thing we said in the Mishnah. First thing we said in the Mishnah yesterday was that if the Paros Chatas is Sarfa, Chutz Migita, if it's burnt outside of its Gita, whatever that means, so we said you're not Chayiv Karis on it, you're not Chayiv on it. That's not called Shchutei Chutz. When you burn the Para Aduma, Chutz Migita. So the Gemara asks a very simple question. My Chutz Migita. What does Chutz Migita mean exactly? Amrei Shlakish, Chutz Mimakom Habadukla. So Yishlak says it means outside of an area that's been examined for it. What does it mean, been examined for it? Rashi explains, L'shochta Sham Shein Tachta Kevratom, that you have certain makomos that they examine to make sure that there are no kvarim in that area. Paraduma were very makbid, obviously, on the tahara, on how on the purity of it, to make sure it doesn't encounter, it's not exposed in any way to a mace. So chutz migita means outside of a place that was specifically checked to make sure that there are no mesim there. Now the Briska Rav raised the following issue: this idea that you're supposed to do a para in a makom tahar, is that a din makom? It doesn't sound like it didn't muck them, that there are certain things you have to do in the Azara, things that need to be done in Yerushalayim. That's a din the muckum of the Azara, din the muckum of Yerushalayim. Doing it in a muckum tar, it's not that places that are tahar are a specific makom, it's just that there's an isra of tumah. So you can't expose it to tumah. So he says, what's the havamina? What's the havamina to assume that being shochet chutz migita, outside of a makom that is checked to be tameh, is a problem of Shchutei Chutz? Shulte chutz is a din in makom. This is just a din in exposure to tum and tara. It's not a din of what relationship does this have to shulte chutz? So the Brisker Rav says what you see from here is that this halacha that you need to do the ma'isa par b'makom tahar apparently is a din makom, and the gvulos of a makom tahar are just like the mechitzos of the are the mechitzos of the makom ma'isa parah, and therefore there was room to say that's why there is a havamina, that if you shochet the parah chutz from that makom, that's baduk, that's considered chutz l'makama, and yechayiv kareis, it's shchutei chutz. But that's a tremendous chiddush, the Brisker Rav points out, because it doesn't seem that that's the nature of this din. Okay, says the Gemara, Brisker Rav in general likes to point out what a lot more than the why. Right? He's just pointing out that this is a din in makom, doesn't really explain why it should be a din in makom. Okay, Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, that's what it means. Chutz Megita means outside of an area that's been examined from Mesim. V'alo kol Eretz Yisrael b'dukihi. All of Eretz Yisrael has been examined from Mesim. So anywhere in Eretz Yisrael should be okay then, because all of Eretz Yisrael, is except for the cemeteries, are examined from Mesim, that they don't have any dead bodies. No, when we say that Chutz Megita, it means the Sreifa Sapar is supposed to happen outside of Yerushalayim. What if you do it inside of Yerushalayim? That's the Havamin of Shrutei Chutz for Parah, if you do it inside of Yerushalayim. Asked the Gemara, well, we have a better idea. Why don't you say that the case is that you shechted it outside of Yerushalayim, but shelo keneged haPesach, not directly across from the Pesach? Because Rav Ad Barava taught us that if you shechted shelo keneged haPesach, it's possible. Shneamar v'shachat v'hiza. And we learn that just like the Aza'a is Keneged HaPesach, so the Shechitah also has to be done Keneged HaPesach. So maybe Chutz Megita means outside of the Chumash Yerushalayim, just not Keneged HaPesach. So v'chitema de lamakish, maybe you're going to say, yeah, but Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of that hekish. He doesn't hold that of this hekish of a shachat v'hiza v'ha itmar. But we know sarfa shelo keneged, skip the parentheses, sarfa shelo keneged pesach, that if you burn it shelo keneged pesach, Rabbi Yochanan amar psula, Rabbi Yoshi amar kshera, Rabbi Yochanan amar psula v'sara v'hiza. Rabbi Yochanan says that's possible because it says v'sara v'hiza. So he has that hekish. Rabbi Yoshi amar kshera al pirsha yisrof makom shepareshes l'misa. And Rabbi Yoshiya says it's kosher because Al Pirsha Yisrof means the place where it's Poresh Lamisa, where it stops convulsing after Yeshechted, that's where you burn it. So, but bottom line is, you see, Rabbi Yochanan does hold of this hekish. So how come Rabbi Yochanan doesn't just say Chutz Megita means outside of the Chumash Yerushalayim, just not connected to Pesach? So Amri Lomi Bayuka Amar. Rabbi Yochanan meant that too. What he meant to say is Lomi Bayuchutz Lachama Deruchuke Rachka. You don't even need to tell me when it's Chutz Lachama, where it's even further away. El Afil Lefnim Menachama Dekruve Karva Ve'Imat Iskasher. Even when it's Lefnim Menachama, where it's closer, and therefore you might have thought kosher, you might have thought that it's okay. Chamash Blan comes to tell us that that's no good either. But Einochinami Rabbi Yochanan would hold both of those places are problem for the both Lefnim Menachama and Chutz Lachama Shelo Keneged HaPesach are a place where you cannot be Sareif the Para. Amar Mar, so what we just happened to mention, and this is going to lead us on a whole big Agadita for the rest of the Daf. So Amar Mar, Amar Lo Rabbi Yochanan, V'alo Kol Eretz Yisrael B'dukehi. Rabbi Yochanan said that all of Eretz Yisrael's B'duka is checked to make sure that there are no Kvarim in Eretz Yisrael. So Ma'akam Ifgi, what is this Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about, whether there are Kvarim all over Israel or not? So Mar Sover Yared Mabul Eretz Yisrael, Mar Sover Lo Yared. It must be that Reish Lakish holds the Mabul hit Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Mabul did not hit Eretz Yisrael. The Achronim all ask Kasha, the Yavitz and the Karenor and the Mitzvah Esan, that the Gemara darshins from the fact that it says V'lokach Ezo V'tavol B'mayim Ishtar V'iza Ala Oel, that there's a concept of kever lefnei hadibur, that where the Gemara darshins that kivrei ovdik chavim are not metame ba'ohel, just like all kvarim lefnei hadibur are not metame ba'ohel. So the Achronim all ask the kasha, even if the yorin mabul eretz Yisrael, that should still not cause any problems of tumas ohel, because it all has a din of kivri of the kachavim, which doesn't have a din of tumas ohel. It happens to be we are machmir lahalacha that kohanim are not metame even for mesei akum b'tumas ohel. Shulchan Aruch says, Rama writes nachon lahachmir in Yaradeya, that it's nachon lahachmir not to allow a kohen even to be metame to mesei akum b'tumas ohel. This is a big discussion amongst contemporary poskim, just how seriously kohanim need to be machmir about this. Shulchan Aruch makes it sound like a chumrah, but it's not meikar adin. Pischi Tshuva over there says, no, it's really meikar adin. Rav Shechter is very, very machmir about this, in terms of issues of kohanim being in hospitals, kohanim going to a wake of a co-worker or something like that. Other poskim, I spoke to Rav David Cohen once, he is not so machbid about this. He thinks it is just a chumrah. Anyway, but that's the issue of tumas. So if we were to hold la'alacha that there is no tumas awel by akum, then it's a little bit difficult what this has to do, why the mabul should have any effect on Eretz Yisrael's on the tumas status of Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, Amar of Nachum Yitzchak of Shnei Mikra Echad Darshu, both Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish Darshan from the same pasuk. Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Ben Adam Amar La At Eretz Lomutu Harahi Lo Gushma Biyom Zaam. Question is how to translate that pasuk. Well, translation is easy. Question is how to what sort of tone to read that pasuk with. Rabbi Yochanan Savar Atmui Mitamakra. Rabbi Yochanan says you're supposed to read the pasuk as a bitmiha. Eretz Yisrael Milo Mituhara. What is Israel not tahar? At Klum Yardu Alecha Gisham Biyom Zaim. What, did the mabul come on you? No way. That there was no mabul in Eretz Yisrael. Reish Lakish Savar Kapashte. Reish Lakish says, No, bitmiya, just read the pasuk straight. Eretz Loma Tuarat, Eretz Yisrael, you are not a tahar land. Milo yordu alech gisham biyom zam, obviously, because you had the mabul hit you like everybody else had the mabul hit you. So that's the machlokas, whether the mabul was on Eretz Yisrael or not. So the Gemara is now going to challenge one opinion or the other, challenge Rabbi Yochanan's opinion mostly, through four different questions. So question number one, Eisvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish asks on Rabbi Yochanan, you, Taina Eretz Yisrael, didn't have the Mabul, Chatzeros Rabbi Yerushalayim Ben Yosal HaSel V'tachtein Chal Mnei Kevarat HaHom, but we know that in order to do the Parah Aduma process, the procedure, they were very careful to make sure that the people involved in gathering the water for the May Parah Aduma were never tamei in their lives. So what did they do? What does it mean they were very careful? They would build little communities on a cliff, which therefore protected from any kvarim that might have been underneath it. Because if there's a cliff that has an overhang, so even if there are people buried underneath, the bottom of the cliff would stop the tumah from going to anyone who's standing over the cliff. So they would build little communities there. They would bring pregnant women there. They'd do a birthing there of these children, and they'd raise the children there. They were never allowed off that cliff their entire life, and they would be megadol the children to prepare them to be able to work with the para waters. Umavin shvarim, and they would bring these oxen valgabe and delasos, and they would put these doors over the oxen, so the doors themselves would serve as an ohel. Vitinokos yoshvinalein, when it came time to leave the cliff, the tinokos would go on top of these doors that were on the backs of the oxen. Vikosos shall even be yadam, they were carrying kosos of stone in their hand, so they're not mekabel tuma. Umalu v'yashvu b'mekomen, they would lower those kosos down into the water and pull them back up and put them back on top of this board that's on the back of the ox. So bottom line, what do you see? They're so careful. But it's Eretz Yisrael. If Eretz Yisrael is baduk from any dead bodies, what do they have to be so careful about? There's no issue. Just stay out of the cemeteries. Samar afun b'rej of Yeshua, mala asu b'parah. No, that was obviously a special chumrah that they had dafka for Parah Aduma. That is not something that it's not that we generally assume that there are bodies in Eretz Yisrael. It's just a special chumrah they had for Parah Aduma. Why do they have such crazy chumras for Parah Aduma? So Rashi points out it's because of the Kula de Akiluba that Tzedukin used to say that Sheyo Omrim B'morave Shemesh Haysanasis. That Tzedukin used to say that Tvul Yom was not allowed to be involved in Parah Aduma. That was not the halacha, so they would dafka be Metamei Kohen and be Matbil him. And and allow a Tvul Yom Kohen to be Soref the Para, so that was a kula that they took to demonstrate that the Tzedukim were wrong in their understanding of the Halacha. Once they took that kula, they felt they needed to balance that kula with significant Chumras. Once they're going to Dafka take a kula and allow a Tvul Yom and insist on a Tvul Yom doing the Sreifa Sapara, so they had to balance that with a serious number of Chumras. So that, but anyway, that's only Mala Supar, doesn't prove anything about Tumas Eretz Yisrael. Raya number two, Esfi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan asks, now the tables are turned, Rabbi Yochanan asks on Reish Lakish, how can you say that the Mabul hit Eretz Yisrael? One time they found bones in the Lishchas Dir Ha'etzim, Ubikshu Ligzar Tum Al Yerushalayim, and they wanted to be Gozer Tum on all of Yerushalayim. Amud Rabbi Shua Raglava Amar, and Rabbi Shua got up on his feet and he said as follows, Lo Bushu Chlima Hilanu Shnigzar Tum Al Yer Avaseinu. Wouldn't that be embarrassing? Isn't that terribly embarrassing for us to be Gozer Tum on the city of our forefathers? Aye, Meisei Mabul. Where are the Meisei Mabul? Meaning that you find Meisei Mabul everywhere else. You don't find them here. So how can we be Gozer Tuma in a place that was protected for the Meisei Mabul? Aye, Meisei Nevuchadnezzar. Where are the Meisei Nevuchadnezzar? There's not a single Meisei Nevuchadnezzar that's left over here. How can we be Gozer Tuma in such a place? So midikamar hachi lav lememir dalohavu. So says Rabbi Yochanan, don't you see from the fact that he said such a thing that there are no Meisei Mabul, doesn't that show you that the Mabul didn't hit Eretz Yisrael? That's why there were no Meisei Mabul in Eretz Yisrael. So Reish Lakish responds, "Ultameich haruge Nevuchadnezzar achinami tolhavu." What? And Nevuchadnezzar didn't kill anybody in Eretz Yisrael either? No, elahavu paninu. He did, and we removed all those bodies. We just took care of them. Hachinami havu paninu. So the Mabul also killed plenty of people in Eretz Yisrael, but they took care of the bodies at a later time. They got rid of all those bodies. The Afnu haifni. If they cleared them away, the Shita takes away the words ha ifni. So nihid ifni Yerushalayim, but says the Gemara, granted they may have cleared them out of Yerushalayim, mikula Eretz Yisrael lo ifni. But says Reish Lakish, maybe from the rest of Eretz Yisrael they did not clear them away. Maybe what he was saying, Rabbi Shua got up and said that we can't be Gozer Tum in Yerushalayim because Yerushalayim doesn't have any Meisei Mabul. The Mabul hit Eretz Yisrael, but Yerushalayim we cleared out the Mason from. The rest of Eretz Yisrael, we didn't. And that's Reish Lakish Shita, that all of Eretz Yisrael has assumed Mason throughout, against Rabbi Yochanan. Ikeda Amri, others say that Esfei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, that Reish Lakish asked this as a challenge on Rabbi Yochanan. Aye Meisei Mabul, Aye Meisei Nevuchadnezzar, my love, midahani havu hani nami havu. Can't we assume from the fact that obviously there were Meisei Nevuchadnezzar, that Meisei Mabul are put in the same boat, that there were, no pun intended, but Meisei Mabul also, that there were Meisei Mabul there as well. At what point? So you see that there was the Mabul hit Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yochanan would respond, no, midir yahakadisa vakadisa. No, you don't. Meisei Nevuchadnezzar, Meisei Mabul are not necessarily the same thing. Maybe Meisei Nevuchadnezzar were there and have been cleared out. Meisei Mabul were never there in the first place, so that's not a raya. Raya number three, Esvei, Mikol HaShebacharav HaMesu, Bishlam L'didi Damina Yard Mabul Eretz Yisrael, says Reish Lakish, according to me, it works out great that the Mabul hit Eretz Yisrael, Mishum Hachi Mesu, that's why they died, that's why everyone who was on dry land, even in Eretz Yisrael, died, El L'didach HaMai Mesu, but according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, the Mabul never hit Eretz Yisrael, why did the people in Eretz Yisrael die? So he says, Mishum Havla, because the steam of the Mabul was so overwhelming that they died from the steam. Kidrav Chista, Dam Rav Chista, Berodchen Kilkalu, Uberodchen Nidonu. Like Rav Chista said, that it was with boiling water that they did their Avera, and it was with boiling water that they were punished. What does it mean, boiling water that they did their Avera? So I think the Gemara in Sanhedrin is clearer. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Rotchen refers to Shikva Zera, that it was Zera Levatala, that we refer to as Resicha, as boiling, as hot, that's what they were Mekalkel with, and the Hatzah Zera Levatala, and therefore they were Berotchen Nidonu. It was hot water, that the hot waters of the Mabul that they were punished with. So since it was hot waters, there was a lot of steam from those hot waters, so even though the waters didn't hit Eretz Yisrael, the steam did, and that killed all the people in Eretz Yisrael. Megillah, it says in the Megillah, that the king's anger burned up. So you see that there is an issue of burning. Ikada Amri, Eser Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Mikala Shebachar Rav Mesu. Others have it that Rabbi Yochanan asks on Reish Lakish, how can you say the Mabul hit Eretz Yisrael? It says, after all, everyone on dry land died. So Bishlam L'didida Amin Elo Yard Mabul Eretz Yisrael Mishum Hachi Avicha Rava. So according to me, it works out great. That's why it was dry land, meaning they died from the steam, but Eretz Yisrael was still dry because the Mabul didn't hit. El L'didach Maicha Rava. But according to you, Reish Lakish, the Mabul never hit Eretz Yisrael. How is it dry? So Charava Shahisa Meikara. No, it doesn't. Reish Lakish would respond, it doesn't mean that after the Mabul hit it was dry. It meant that which used to be dry land, which wasn't ocean, where people thought they could live safely, they died because it was hit by the Mabul. Why was it called Charava? Because Rav Chista says, Dam Rav Chista, Bedara Mabul lo nigzura gzera al dogim shabayam. Because in the Dara Mabul, the Gzeira did not hit the fish. The Gzeira was only on things that lived on dry land, not on the fish. There's a discussion in the Rishonim on Chumash, why it is that the Dagim Shabiyam didn't die. Is it because they naturally live in water, and therefore water wasn't going to kill them? Or is it because, more likely, something that relates to that they were not Hishchis Darkam, that the fish were not mating with the wrong kinds and things like that? Tertimimah points out, it's hard to say, it's just because they live in the water. It makes it sound like, wow, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have the ability to kill things that live in water. If he wanted, he could have killed the things that live in water. He did it with Makas Dam, and, boiling waters, the fish wouldn't have been able to survive anyway. The Ben Yoyada, interestingly, Ben Yoyada in Sanhedrin, Kuf Chesam and Beis, in Perichelik, where this Halagadita pretty much comes up over there as well, writes that the reason we eat fish on Shabbos is to show that there's no Eish of Gehenim that's Sholeit on Shabbos, and the Mayim Arotchin of the Mabul didn't kill the Dagim. So the Mayim Arotchin, where did it get the heat from? So it got the heat from Gehenim. The Eish of Gehenim doesn't affect fish, so we're, as a simon, to show that the Eish of Gehenim doesn't affect Shabbos, we dafke eat fish on Shabbos. That's where the minute comes from, to dafke eat fish on Shabbos. Also, probably meat was harder to come by, but whatever. But the Ben Yoyada suggests that's the source of the Minhag Yisrael, that we eat fish. Shenem, Mikol HaShabachar V'Mesuv, Lo Dagim Shabiyam. So Bishlam, L'mad Yom, Lo Yard Mabul Eretz Yisrael, Hainu Dekam Rima Hasam. So now the Gemara has an interesting challenge. If you say, like Rabbi Yochanan, that the Mabul never hit Eretz Yisrael, now I know where the Re'im. The Re'im was this enormous animal, male and female, which there's no way it was able to fit in the Teva. So where did the Re'im go during the Mabul? How did the Re'im survive during the Mabul? So if you say the Mabul didn't hit Eretz Yisrael, easy. They just went to Israel. El Mandi Amar Yared Rima Hechakam. But if you say that, El Mandi Amar Yared, if you say that it went to Eretz Yisrael, Rima Hechakam. Where did the Re'im go if the Mabul hit everywhere? Some Rabbi Anai, Guri Yosich Nisu B'Teva. They brought baby Re'imim into the Teva. They were still very small. So, frankly, Gemara v'Amar Rabbi Baruchana l'Didi Chazili or Zila Derima Bas Yuma. He says, "Well, I saw one day old Re'im once, and the babies aren't so tiny either. Vavi Kahar Tabor was as big as Mount Tabor. Vahar Tabor Kamahavia, how big is that? Arbor in Parsi, 40 Parsi, way bigger than the Teva. Mashchad Tzavare Tzalsa Parsi, its neck extended 3 Parsos. Marvata Dereisha Parso Palga, the place where it rested its head was a Parsa and a half." Rama Kava V'Sachar Yardana. If it went to the bathroom, it would dam up the whole Yardane just from being Matil Galalim. This thing was huge, and it was one day old. So don't tell me they brought a baby Re'im into the Teva. There's no way a baby Re'im is fitting in the Teva either. So Rabbi Yochanan Rosho Chnisa L'Teva. Okay, fine. The whole animal didn't go in the Teva. It just stuck its head in the Teva. V'Amar Mar Rabata D'Reisha Parso Palga. But its head itself was bigger than the Teva. The head itself, we just said, was a parsa and a half. Ella Rosh Chotmo Chnisa L'Teva. No, it just stuck the tip of its nostril into the teva, so it was able to breathe. But the rest of it stood outside of the teva. So, frak the Gemara. But why is Rabbi Yochanan defending this? Rabbi Yochanan is the one that held that the Mabul didn't go to Eretz Yisrael, so he had no problem with the Re'im. Why is Rabbi Yochanan talking about it sticking its head into the Teva? Rabbi Yochanan held that the Re'im just hung out in Eretz Yisrael, that the Mabul never hit Eretz Yisrael. So the Reish Lakish comes, he's still trying to defend Reish Lakish's position, that if the Mabul hit Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't think the Re'im is the Raya that the Mabul didn't hit Eretz Yisrael. I Vakasagya Vakasagya Teva. So, but wait a second, how could the Re'im keep its nostril on the teva if the teva was being thrown around all over the place, right? It would have gotten dizzy. How could it keep its nostril in one place on the teva? So Reish Lakish Karnav Kashu B'teva. They tied its horns to the teva, so wherever the teva went, the Re'im's head went also, so it was able to keep its nostril on. V'amar Rav Chista Anche Daramabul Barotchen Chilkelu Barotchen Nidonu. But wait a second, the water was hot, so how is the Re'im able to survive out there? So Ultameich Teva Hechisagia. So the Gemara says, yeah, if that bothers you, how did the teva survive the hot waters? The hot water should have destroyed the teva. Va'od Og Melech Habashan Hechakayin. And also, how did Og Melech Habashan survive it? So Ella Nes Nasal Lehemshin Stan B'tzidei Teva. You have to say that there was a miracle that happened, that the sides of the teva were cool. The whole water in the whole world was hot, but right around the teva, in the general vicinity of the teva, that was cool, and that's why the Re'im was able to survive. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Nihina Midyar Mabul Eretzol Valo Pash Dom Reish Lakish Lama Nikra Shema Metzula Shekol Meisei Mabul Nitzdalulu Sham. That why is it called Metzula? Because all the Meisei Mabul ended up there. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lama Nikra Shema Shina Shekol Meisei Mabul Ninaru Sham. That all the Meisei Mabul were shaken out there, meaning the Meisei Mabul ended up in Bavel, not in Eretz Yisrael. So even according to Reish Lakish, that the Mabul hit Eretz Yisrael still, why should Eretz Yisrael be Tameh? The Meisim were emptied out from there. So it says Mar Yevshadul Idbeku. It's impossible that some of them didn't stick to the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Bivar Lamanikra Shma Shinar Shemina Eres Ashira. Why is it called Shinar? Because it shakes out its rich people. The rich people there are stingy, and therefore they don't stay rich very long. But we find that there are rich people there. Plus Adari Lomashki, but never three generations of rich people. Anyone who eats from the dirt of Bavel is as if he's eating the basar of his forefathers. Some say it's like eating shkatzur masim. Okay, that's the end of it. I got it done for a couple more blocks. It's strange. The whole table discussion. The whole table is a. You can't fit the whole Bronx Zoo in the table.